Hello, and welcome back to Reality Check. Not much to say at the top here, other than if you haven't listened to my previous episode, that's number 7, entitled Emotions, Who's Behind the Wheel? I urge you to take a listen. It's probably the most important topic I've covered so far, and the episode I'm proudest of to date, so check that one out. We're back to a question this week. It reads, I work at a job that I hate, but the money is good. I was recently offered a job elsewhere where I would make less money, but I feel like I would enjoy the work more. What should I do? This is, of course, one of the age-old questions when it comes to careers, money versus enjoyment. It's framed as romance versus practicality, where if you consider yourself a dreamer or a visionary, you proselytize that you must do what you love no matter what. On the other hand, the alpha dogs out there might say, I love making money in whatever form that takes. No one wants to be miserable doing something for years or going to work every day in an environment that deadens their soul. But money really is the ultimate motivator, isn't it? It buys you pleasure, a better quality of life, and could even save your life medically. So as with most things, there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer to this. The first variable to consider here is what phase of life are you in? Teenagers and college students searching for a career path probably should take as many different jobs and internships as they can so that they can, taste test as many things as possible. I'm a firm believer that you need to experience an industry firsthand to truly understand what it's like. A lot of times you'll see the end product or you'll watch an interview with the CEO and think, I want to make those or, I want to be him. But it's only when you see yourself at the bottom of that ladder and the top that you know if it's something that you is really up your alley. Once you graduate whatever level of education you're going to and start working for real, meaning that you have to support yourself, that's when you start thinking about sticking with a particular job. Hopefully, by this point, you've narrowed your choices down a little and can home in on something that interests you. So you pick the thing that seems most appealing and with the best pay, and you go for it. I'm betting that this is the stage of life that the questioner is in. After college or after high school, if you decided not to go to college, which, by the way, I fully endorse it if you're smart about it and you're hardworking. There are lots of fields where 4 years of experience trumps, a gender studies undergrad degree. But anyway, after you're done with school, the key is to set yourself up well for the next stage of your life. To a large degree, it'll be a few years of, placeholding. You want to earn as much money as you can in a job that will pad your resume. Usually, unless you get really lucky, that means working a job or two that you really don't like. It's okay for two reasons. The first being the ones mentioned earlier about, earning money and padding the resume. But the second reason is that it's character building to learn discipline. Discipline is, put most simply, doing what's right regardless of how pleasurable or non-pleasurable or uncomfortable it is. In your early and mid-20s, you're at your healthiest and most active. That means that for the right money and experience, you can do some heavy lifting, either metaphorical or literal, depending on the field. Put simply, you can afford to bust your ass. And learning to bust one's ass will come in very handy for the rest of your life. So getting back to the question, if you're just starting your working life or only a few years in, I would say follow the money and do what will look best on a resume. Now, sometimes it's hard to know what will look best to future employers, but that's a whole separate podcast episode. But if you're in your late 20s and really starting to think about truly starting your career, that is the thing that you want to fully devote the rest of your life to, money becomes less of a consideration. It's kind of ironic because you're probably also starting to think about marriage and kids in a few years. But before all of that, it's important to try to nail down what you will love doing for the next few decades, because as you get older, it gets harder and harder to switch gears. While in a way, I've been preparing to become a life coach for my entire life, I only really realized just how perfect it was for me at age 33. That's kind of late. But of course, it's simply what I had to do once I realized. If this other job calls to you, if you imagine that you would want to do it anyway because it's rewarding and because it just comes naturally to you, then it's not even really something you can debate. You have to go for it, if only to see if it's as great as you really think it is. So you see, where you are in your life plays a huge factor in how this question should be answered. It gets even more nuanced if you're a woman who eventually wants to have children. Men can often postpone children well into their 40s, but for a woman whose eggs have an expiration date, it's not just between this job or that job, money or pleasure. It's money, pleasure, children now or children later. Do I want to stay in the workforce? Should I consider freezing my eggs so that I can postpone? Again, that might be a whole nother podcast episode, but my point is, timing is everything when it comes to career decisions, which, as always, brings me back to suggesting, humbly, that this is where personal one-on-one sessions can accomplish what a podcast Q&A might not be able to. But even if I can't tie this one up in a bow, hopefully there was some wisdom to glean. People who say, show me the money, or people that say, always follow your dreams, are usually being way too overbroad with their blanket statements. You can't get a true answer to questions like these from short quotes on Twitter or Facebook. They can motivate, sure, but not really answer. Okay, that about wraps things up, I think, for now. I might alternate between Q&As and topic discussions, so next week will be a new topic that I'll deconstruct. Until then, have a good week.